Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative.
Greetings, Earthlings in Southern California and parts unknown. Welcome to the Astrology Hour. And today's topic is very unusual. It is called How to Tell If You Have an Extraterrestrial Soul. There are thousands of ETs on this planet. In fact, my estimates run in the millions, where I literally feel that extraterrestrial beings would find it easier to come to Earth through incarnation in human bodies rather than trying to come here in a flying saucer. So today is an interesting show to listen to, record, and also get the extraterrestrial astrological connection, and could be fun. We have some open lines. If you have information on this particular topic, perhaps, or if you have any question, karmically speaking, or astrologically speaking, or if you just wanted to say hello to Farley and let me know that you feel okay, and I went through step two of my root canal. If you've never had a root canal, then it's not so bad. Well, what they do is unbelievable, but it's still not so bad. I have been in pain with this tooth, but with Mars in the 12th house, occasionally you're going to have some teeth pain. Mars rules the teeth, the head, the ears, the eyes, the nose, and the face, and the hair. Well, this topic is really unusual. I think that this topic is important because so many people have trouble with Earth life. So many people are so very uncomfortable with Earth life, Earth culture, Earth society, Earth politics, Earth religion, Earth economics, Earth this, Earth that. What we don't realize, what we don't embrace, is the truth, the fact that we are truly beings from other planets and dimensions and other levels of consciousness that have chosen to incarnate on this planet to try to help out some of these poor souls that are not as fortunate as to be able to evolve beyond Earth life, Earth existence. Some people, believe it or not, have been trapped into reincarnation cycles for hundreds of thousands of years in either this Earth-type planets or planet Earth itself. But others of us have been fortunate enough to evolve on planets where materialism and obsession and selfishness are antiquated, and where sharing and telepathy and spiritual bonding and universal authentic love are more acceptable. So if you're one of these people, like myself, who either knows you're an extraterrestrial soul or has a hint or some kind of tip, we're going to also let you know what to look for in your astrology chart today to try to also zero in on proving for yourself if you are extraterrestrial or not. This show, of course, is the opinion of Farley Malaris. It has nothing to do with the staff or management of KFOX. And I know a lot of people have theories and philosophies on extraterrestrials. One thing to my credit, and I'm not bragging or waving my ego flag or anything, but my good friend Thomas Jacobson went in trance as Dr. Peebles confirmed to me something that I already felt I knew to be true, that not only my soul was deeply embedded in extraterrestrial culture and past lives, but that I was actually the first extraterrestrial soul to incarnate and actually come to Earth prior to life on Earth. And when he told me this under trance, I was shocked. I have that on tape, by the way. But he wasn't the first one that told me that, and I thought, well, that's a pretty heavy responsibility, because I never really believed in chariots of the gods until I heard that one. But still, sometimes when I go through life and when I have physical pain and when I look at my body and feel uncomfortable with it, not because of the way I look or not because of the way my appearance or my hair color or my body color or whatever, but just being human. It's just being human. You know, there's something about being human that may seem ludicrous, trivial, even borderline ridiculous to someone of extraterrestrial past life origin because of our spiritual nature. Sometimes when you think of a movie like Cocoon and those light beings, if you saw that movie, the beings of light in E.T. also, and Close Encounters, right? These creatures, some of them able to fly, have ability of authentic healing, God healing, and also reach messianic levels of consciousness, then being incarnated as a human being can seem sort of trivial in comparison. Sometimes I also believe and feel that I have proven that that is why so many humans are stuck in dogmatic thinking. So many humans are anchored to fundamentalist thinking. And so many humans are so stubborn when it comes to trying to understand an intuitive science like astrology or metaphysics or understanding the laws of karma or something like tarot or numerology. And by listening to a show like this, the Astrology Hour, and trying to figure out whether you may in fact have an extraterrestrial soul, if you can prove this to yourself, then I think that life can be a lot easier. Because at least that way you'll know why you may either may seem to be a misfit, like me, or why you may seem to be different than almost everyone you know, unless you should happen to meet another extraterrestrial soul. Most people that are of extraterrestrial origin almost know from birth that there's something different about them, and they are born with this instinct that they know they must accomplish some major mission that is connected to humanity. We are definitely teachers, we are definitely guides, and we are definitely in many ways leaders. We are also students, because we have much to learn from the Earthlings, too, humans on this planet. But at the same time, almost from when you are a little child, you know there is something different about you. Many of us, you know, we're into psychics and we're into astrology, and this is a normal path that we follow, and it's not abnormal for people that train in meditation. For example, when we had a meditation class, some of the mantras came up were of extraterrestrial origin, and the people that got them were not a bit surprised. They were like expecting it. And sometimes you'll go through an experience like that where you will go through a meditation and somehow end up with an extraterrestrial mantra. And at the other times, you may be informed by psychic friends or professional psychics that you also are of extraterrestrial origin. And then it reconfirms itself. When you're told this enough times, then after a while, you start to think, okay, I believe it now. Extraterrestrial beings that incarnate as humans have more than an average interest in astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness and the supernatural and the occult and anything paranormal. Because this sort of stuff, astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness and the paranormal, are things that are not only understood and accepted, but they are ways of life beyond Earth. You know, beyond Earth and other dimensions, other levels of consciousness, and another planet, planetary systems, extraterrestrial beings are deeply embedded in what we call telepathic astrology, where they really don't have to sit down and work out the charts like we do, but they can actually communicate astrological vibrations depending on the location of their individual planetary solar systems, the essence and the vibration behind astrological karmic effects is somewhat different, of course, because many of our extraterrestrial civilizations in this universe are not dealing with the same types of things we are on Earth, like materialism and obsession and money and lust and passion. So that is why some extraterrestrial astrology systems may only have 4 or 5 planets in their system instead of 9. They might not be as complicated. They may have 2 or 3 planets that would be more Neptunian in nature. So there's a tremendous spiritual emphasis. And they may also have 4 or 5 moons around the particular planet they're born on. And that way, the emotional nature is so intuitive. You got to believe with only one moon on Earth, the moon ruling emotions, that we already know we're sensitive and vulnerable. If you're an extraterrestrial being born on a planet with several moons, then the intuition is so incredibly intense that it is what we call a pure telepathy. So nothing goes unsaid. Now, obviously, you can't just be born on another planet in another dimension without going through a qualification phase, an evolution state, which means if you're an extraterrestrial soul that decides to incarnate on Earth, you can't get back to your extraterrestrial origin unless you requalify, which means you have to overcome the lessons of Earth. And if you've never been an extraterrestrial soul before, in order to reach a higher level of consciousness, you know, once you reach higher levels of consciousness, what I have found to be true in my personal meditations is you'll have a choice to either go beyond in higher dimensions or choose to incarnate on higher consciousness level planets where materialism is not emphasized. In fact, more fun things are emphasized, like space travel and beaming people up and down and teleportation and psychokinesis, and all these things are normal and natural, and psychic healing and such. So it's not an accident that at this point in Earth's history that our millions of extraterrestrial beings have chosen to incarnate as humans to help act as midwife for the rebirth of planet Earth. And that is why so many of us are uncomfortable as humans, except we don't understand it. We don't understand that we are star people, we are extraterrestrial in nature. Now, some of the things that you might feel if you are extraterrestrial in nature, as far as being incarnated on another planet or in another dimensional experience beyond Earth at any time during your reincarnation cycle, besides the fact you might feel different or that you've been told by psychics, or besides the fact you might have an average interest in, more than average interest in the occult or paranormal, you would definitely be intuitive normally and naturally. You would feel uncomfortable with the human body typically. This would be something you'd have to practice getting used to. That's why a lot of extraterrestrials are in human bodies are extremely nervous, and they have nervous afflictions that affect their bodies, and they're extremely sensitive to their skin. And you may feel uncomfortable on Earth, even though you love the planet, you still sometimes feel uncomfortable because of the materialistic nature. Extraterrestrial souls also have deep compassion. They'll be the ones that will run out and help someone in trouble. They usually won't hesitate. And you know you've come to Earth to help the planet evolve. There's no question there. Ordinary things many times won't interest you. You won't be as interested, perhaps, in the things that people conditioned to be the middle-class ethics, so to speak. Things that might interest you would be things like, perhaps, science and technology and science fiction and the supernatural, books and magazines and televisions and movie programs that would be also connected or tied in with this. You might not be a person that would be locked into something like beer drinking or addicted to all kinds of things that you can't overcome. Sometimes I find that extraterrestrial souls are people that can overcome addictions and can use their will, okay, their willpower, they can manifest willpower. You might also love outer space and dream of it, or have extraterrestrial dreams with extraterrestrial beings in your dreams that obviously aren't human. And extraterrestrial souls will be more prone to experience miracles and visions, and also contact perhaps with the supernatural. You would have power. You would have powers. You may have a gift of telepathy or telekinesis or levitation or healing as a natural part of your sense. And you might also have memories. You might have memories of living on another planet or being in a starship or going through different life cycles that are not of this Earth. You never related to in the past. And also, of course, you might also even have contact with UFOs. Hopefully, if you have contact with UFOs or UFO beings, it will be with positive beings. Many times, extraterrestrial souls will have life-death occurrences where either their lives will be miraculously saved by a sixth sense or a miracle that will occur, or they will actually come back from the dead when they are pronounced dead, and somehow they will come back either on the surgery table or in an accident and somehow be revived through CPR or some other recovery. Many times, when you are of extraterrestrial origin, you will meet people of extremely high consciousness natures, which we call master teachers. And sometimes after they're finished teaching you much that they know, they will die. So it's not unusual for people of extraterrestrial origin to actually lose close friends and teachers after they have spent sufficient time where they have learned a lot, because sometimes I feel that these beings come in to act as our teachers and wet nurses metaphysically, and then once they've done their job, they bail out of here. Now, when we come back in the next segment of this topic, we are going to look in the astrology chart for some hints and tips behind an extraterrestrial being incarnated in a human body, what some of those bonus tips and points may be that you can look for to try to help find out if you are one of them. And sometimes it's not always fun finding out you are an extraterrestrial soul, because burdening the responsibility of materialism and Earth life can be that much more difficult. So maybe you should be happier if you are just a human. Of course, I hate to say this, but most of you out there listening to this show because they are interested, and because you are interested in this show, or because you feel you have an unusual affinity with me, if you think about it, listening to the Astrology Hour every day is almost like plugging into an extraterrestrial radio network. So the fact that you are listening to this show and interested in what we have to say here may be proof in the pudding itself that your soul is of extraterrestrial origin, and that's your karmic attachment to me. Now, a lot of people might listen to this show and think I'm strange or weird, but this is some of the stuff that I believe in, and this is some of the stuff that I study and research and I theorize and I'm interested in, and I need to present these type of topics, not so you think I'm crazy, but so some of you out there can get some relief as far as your own personal traumas or karmas or whatever. When we look in the astrology chart, we find out that blessed Jupiters many times can not only show beings of higher consciousness, but also can reveal teachers either from higher conscious levels or teachers from other dimensions. So normally, whenever I see a person who has Jupiter in a fire sign or an air sign with a trine on it, and finally a water sign with a trine on it, that could signify a being from an extraterrestrial origin. I like the planet Uranus also. Jupiter and Uranus with trines and sextiles, either one or two, are in abundance on those planets. I just happen to have four trines and two sextiles on my Jupiter and one sextile on my Uranus without any stress. So obviously, if you have Jupiter and Uranus in your chart that are unstressed, then that could help validate that you may be of extraterrestrial origin. Obviously, A lot of people born in the 50s are going to have squares on their Uranus and in the 60s, so you would look more to Jupiter trines. Now, same with Neptune. Neptune is the outer planets are the planets that help us find the extraterrestrial part of our nature. See, the inner planets, Mars and Venus and Mercury and the Moon and the Sun and the rising sign, are more factors that help us distinguish personality and uniqueness. And the outer planets help understand some of the energy and the power and the vibration and the knowledge and the wisdom that we may have brought with us from past lives. Like having a Jupiter trine Pluto is very occult. Or a Uranus conjunct Pluto, a lot of you have, is also very powerful and of possibly extraterrestrial origin. Now, you could also have nothing in your chart that would validate extraterrestrial origin astrologically and still be of that nature. So even if you don't have Jupiter trines or Uranus trines or something going on between Neptune or Pluto with trines on those planets, you still may be of extraterrestrial origin, because who knows what kind of chart they're going to incarnate with, because you might fit some of the other variables. And you got to believe astrology, in my opinion, is a science that was taught to us by extraterrestrials that incarnated on Earth, or possibly and or either visited this planet, to help us understand how the universe ticks. So, just like people thought man would never fly, some people thought astrology was never real, but the more evolved you get, the more logical and intuitive this science becomes. Well, you know, extraterrestrial culture is real obvious all over our planet. People like Steven Spielberg and George Lucas and H.G. Wells and Robert Heinlein and all these people that have authored all the excellent extraterrestrial culture in our science fiction and portrayed so much of the extraterrestrial history in the movies that we see. And I believe that there's a basis or an extraterrestrial substantiation somewhere in the mind's eye behind anything you would see. And I hate to say this, but frankly, even in a negative sense, just because beings are from another planet, it doesn't mean that they're always good. They can blow their karma on their planet too and totally set back their civilization hundreds of thousands of years. So even seeing horror movies about extraterrestrials may also contain substantiation. And just because you're an extraterrestrial being or a soul from another dimension or another planet doesn't mean you are a good soul. You may have been sentenced to come to the Earth plane because of something you did wrong on your planet that wasn't selfless or spiritual. See what I mean? So not all extraterrestrial beings that come to Earth and incarnate in human bodies are what we call a trusting, good, loving nature. There's been lots of wars going on throughout the history of the universe. We're talking about eternity here. And eternity is a long time. So, looking further in the astrology chart, frankly, we will also find that extraterrestrial charts will give the host or the beholder some intense lesson, or perhaps even many traumas that can be associated with one's life to sort of shock them, because they are more prone to rebirth and evolution. Now, you'll see two kinds of people on planet Earth. You'll see people that keep going through a heart bypass over and over and over again, four or five times, or keep going through surgery over and over and over again, and when they're done, they never seem to change. They never seem to evolve. And then there's the extraterrestrial soul that will either be on approach to something like this, like a surgery or a bypass or some kind of severe trauma. And because they are more evolved in many ways and sometimes more aware, they will either do whatever they can to avoid this pain syndrome, or at least you will note a major evolution, transformation, rebirth following a trauma, like an auto accident or a life-death experience or major surgery. So that's why extraterrestrial beings kind of come out. They kind of burst forth and show themselves after they've been shocked by the pain of Earth life. And a lot of times I would recommend a book. There's an excellent book out there, and it's called Star People, and it's very interesting. It discusses this topic in much more detail. We've discussed this topic on the air before, so you might want to run out and buy that. I believe it's by the Steigers, and you will find a lot of information concerning this issue in that book to help you understand whether you are one of the millions of extraterrestrial beings that has come to Earth for this life cycle and the beginning of this wondrous age. Other things we look for in the charts, besides having focused trauma, like four or five squares on one planet. And once again, I have four squares on my moon in Scorpio, which is my trauma. Also, four or five squares on one planet like Mars, or Venus, or Uranus, or Pluto, which many times will focus on a repetitive trauma or karma pattern that we must learn to grow from and evolve from immediately or suffer many times all through our lives. And that's why beings of extraterrestrial origin will qualify for these particular natal charts that will act as a trigger to help shock them into the reality of who they are, what they are, where they're going, and what they're meant to do in this life cycle. You will also find many times extraterrestrial beings being rebels, and especially in high school, elementary school, and college, if you have children whose report cards are very slanted with A's and F's or A's and D's, where some classes they excel and other classes they fail, then you will also note a level of rebellion in their minds, where if they don't like the way something's being taught or they don't like the philosophy, then they won't study for it or they just will rebel. And these are the ones that usually go to the principal's office and they'll go, why did he get an A in Spanish and history and astronomy, and why did he get an F in English and statistics? And right away the mother will go, I don't know. And the father will go, maybe he's an ET. So you will find all kinds of bizarre influences and details affecting beings of extraterrestrial origin and nature who have chosen to incarnate as human beings in this life cycle. Pretty interesting topic today, how to know if you are an extraterrestrial soul. And frankly, many of us have been incarnated on other planets and other dimensions many more times than we've been on Earth, because Earth hasn't been around for all eternity, but a lot of other planets have been around a lot longer. A lot of other star systems have been around a lot longer. So, and that, to me, that's the quickest way to space travel. You die on one planetary system, you incarnate on another. Sometimes you hope and pray to God you can get out of a certain planetary system, because see, a lot of extraterrestrial beings look upon Earth as like a hell, as like a suffering stage, as a place where there is pain, where there is suffering, because of the obsession and the competition and the greed and the avarice and the ego that we have on this planet, and the dogma, see? So it's frightening many times for beings to either choose to incarnate here because they know they give up a lot, or if they end up having to be born here because of some mistake they might have made from a past experience on another planet, a lot of times they don't look forward to this. Interesting topic, and I appreciate your comments if you have any on this topic. And I am doing more of the Sabian symbols today, so if you would like to know what your degree of rising means, if you know your rising degree, or if you've already heard your rising degree on the air, and you'd like to know what your sun or moon degree is instead, one or the other, then you can tell me that, and I will try to explain that best way I can. I like this topic. This is the kind of topic that once in a while I do for myself. Let's go to Mary now, who's a Scorpio. A lot of Scorpios are extraterrestrials. Do you feel like an ET, Mary?
My niece and nephews call me E.T. Mary instead of Auntie Mary.
E.T. phone, huh? People listening go, oh, he's got E.T. in the studio now, right? Yeah, phone, home, E.T.
It's kind of funny because I was just looking over my chart. I have Mars square Uranus, Jupiter square Uranus, Mercury trine Uranus, and I'm going, oh, boy. But the topic is very interesting. I called for a general scan, but before that I wanted to tell you that I've been listening since I moved here to California.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
All right, Chi-Town.
Yeah, and I can just tell over the last couple of years that you're just enjoying yourself more and more on the air, and it's a pleasure to listen to you.
Well, besides the fact I'm fighting an intergalactic war, at least at 12 noon I appear to be okay. They don't call me the guardian of the galaxies for nothing, that's for sure. It's a big handle.
Oh, it's great. I really enjoy it. I just wish you would have a stronger radio station, because sometimes I'll be driving on the freeway, I'll be listening, and then you'll say, and the importance of this is, and then I'll get all this static, and some country music station will come on.
Well, you know, there's a reason for that. I don't think that anything real good comes that easy.
Uh-huh.
And I really think that people that are really into astrology and metaphysics and Farley or K-Fox or whatever are going to do what they can to get a better signal. Because I find no problem listening to this station wherever I am. No matter where I am, I'm able to tune in on it somehow. So maybe that's my own power.
Yeah, I'll have to try harder.
So you want a general scan, huh?
Yes, please.
Well, frankly, I think, gosh, you are so compassionate. You fit a lot of these categories today in my topic.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really an ET. You might have three eyes or something. I'm just kidding. Now, I think that overall, you are shown an interesting summer with a lot of gains and a lot of tenderness, a lot more than you've been used to, because you might have gone through some crisis changes just recently, especially with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been freaking out a little bit lately?
Yeah, it's just making decisions about it, that's all.
Yeah. Well, it's important for you, once again, like I tell some other people, to close some old chapters And get ready to start some new ones, because there's a whole bunch of new things happening for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Farley.
Bye, sweetie. Are you an E.T., Bob?
Hello?
Are you an extraterrestrial?
Yeah, Farley, you know what? I really think that I am.
Okay, translate this. No, I'm just kidding. If you knew what that meant, we'd both be in trouble, right?
Right.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to make a short comment on your topic, and I also was interested in a general scan, but, you know, it's like you said earlier, there are times when I really feel out of place here. Not in a bad way, but just that I feel so different about a lot of things than my friends do.
Uh-huh.
And but I really do. One thing I enjoy, though, is I enjoy helping them to, you know, perceive things in a more, like, spiritual and emotional way than the material things. I think one of the greatest joys I get with my friends is in accepting them for who they are. And they sometimes are surprised that I'm not... perceive them different because, like, they don't own a Mercedes or something like that, where a lot of people would judge them by those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a lot of them tell me how secure they feel being around me because I do accept them for who they are and don't, you know, play games with them or expect them to be something different.
Hmm.
And it's something that I don't feel a lot of my friends are do with other people, too.
Doesn't sound like your typical Taurus either, Bob. Congratulations.
Well, I don't know. It's just—it's like you said. I really feel that I've always been so into outer space and science fiction and things like that. And I'm an artist, which I was going to ask you. Do you think a lot of artists are extraterrestrials?
Well, yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. I really feel that things like art and creative process are what are emphasized more in other dimensions and on other planets. Like some of our priorities on this planet sometimes overcome the creative process and the spiritual aspects of God and the universe.
Exactly.
So I think artists and people that can plug into a higher part of themselves are people that naturally synchronize with a higher part or of perhaps their extraterrestrial nature. Because you'd be surprised, some of these people that do artwork, like Richard Corbin, I don't know if you've heard of him. He's a science fiction artist.
Very good.
And when I read his stuff, I feel at home. I go, I'm home.
And like, are you familiar with M.C. Escher?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the way he plays with dimensions, illusions.
Mm-hmm.
I get such a good feeling out of some of those things. Like, I feel like, as an artist, like, this guy never died. He just drew a picture and walked into it.
I think society would be so much better if, you know, like, talk about prejudice and discrimination. Somebody hear this show, they might think I was crazy. But in 50 years, there might be a new class or a new race on this planet as we begin to accept people whose souls are delineated as extraterrestrial origin.
Exactly.
It's like we might go a lot farther and a lot faster if we respected these people and allowed them to help us.
Uh-huh,
see, but instead, most of us are criticized and put down as quacks or people into hoax, and that's because human earthling people don't understand. They don't relate.
They don't relate. I agree.
That's right.
Well, I wondered if I just might have a general scan.
Well, frankly, for you, you are going through an incomparable spiritual surge. Talk about an awakening. Neptune trine your Mercury in Taurus right now, the next 2-3 years. Then Uranus and Saturn will come up and trine your Mercury. So as an artist, you are shown a creative surge of incomparable proportion for your whole life.
Oh.
So I think you are definitely happening in the creative mode. Good luck, guy.
Thanks a lot, Farley.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go to another Taurus born May 6th. This time, 1961, Sag rising. Donna, are you an ET?
Hello, Farley. How are you today?
Fine.
I really enjoyed your topic. It's really fantastic today.
Do you feel like an extraterrestrial?
Yes, I do. Thank you for confirming that.
Okay. Can you
I
say?
I was wondering if you could tell me what my life purpose is here.
Well, do you know where your north node is?
My north node?
Mm-hmm. In sign and house.
No, I have no idea what this means on this paper.
Do you have your astroscope in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, look in, what degree is your Sag rising?
On the halfway point on the left side?
Yeah.
205S6? Does that make sense to you?
20SA?
G.
Okay, right.
100.
All right, now, what you got to do is tell me where it says NO on your chart.
NO?
Mm-hmm, that's the north node. Can you find it?
5V134R?
Okay, so you have North Node in Virgo at 5 degrees in the ninth house. So your purpose in life is to establish a work situation or a career concerning philosophy, freedom, justice, and fun. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Diane on line 4, April 2858, and I think this is the first time you've ever called, right?
Yes, it is.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I'll pick it up.
Sorry, I'm at work right now, so while I was waiting, I went ahead and sit on the speaker.
How'd you find out about the show?
Well, a girl that comes in and does work for me sometimes listens to you all the time, and she just recommended that I called in for a basic scan.
Pretty far out topic today, huh?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was real interesting.
For a first-time listener, somebody might go, what? Okay, so you wanted a general scan?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you are a lady who we might call a latent psychic, or
okay.
Somebody who has tremendous intuitive power. Do you relate to that?
Yeah, a lot of people have told me that before.
You also may have a very unusual charisma where you might attract a lot of people to you, especially men.
Oh, yeah?
Are you going with somebody or married?
I'm married.
Oh, that right there is usually proof in the pudding when you have that kind of charisma.
Uh-huh.
And you are showing some family karma here, changes in your life and stress possibly early in life or sometimes concurrent with mother or father or both.
Mm-hmm.
And you are somebody who's very communicative. You're like a counselor, and you like things to be in balance. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go over here to Kathy on line 5, a Capricorn with Aquarius rising. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I love your new theme music.
Oh, you do?
I wanted to know if that's a whole instrumental, or does that break into Michael McDonald, or...
No, that's specially made. That's instrumental music without the words of Sweet Freedom from Running Scared by Michael McDonald.
Running Scared, but I mean, who does it?
Michael McDonald.
But I mean, that particular version, he does that too?
Mm-hmm.
God, it's great.
It's kind of...
It sounds perfect.
It's nice to have that without all the, you know, so I talk instead of having words.
No, it's really good. I wanted to talk about the topic and tell you that I'm an Aquarius rising at 10 degrees.
Yeah.
So, and I have a lot of those things you spoke of, but I also have a lot of, what do I want to say, negative stuff with it too.
Uh-huh.
Sextiles and trines and the Jupiter and the Uranus and all that. But then some of it's balanced or off balance with like Venus square Jupiter.
Yeah, a big massive crowd came in 1944 because of the Uranus trine Neptune. That was talk about an extraterrestrial aspect.
Really?
We're talking about a whole command of space cadets came in that year for sure.
Well, I've got Uranus sextile Pluto,
mm-hmm.
Trine my ascendant, but then I've got Pluto opposed and square ascendant midheaven. You know, stuff like that.
So you qualify.
I do?
Yeah. Do you feel funny in a human body?
Constantly.
Me too. I wake up, it's like, uh-oh, time to get ready to do this again.
I mean, it's kind of neat, but I mean, was I a bad planet person?
No, I just think that Earth is going through a very exciting time, and most of the universe wants Earth to evolve into a higher consciousness shift where the pain and suffering and death will come to an end. So I think that we've all come down here to help midwife the planet, and hopefully things will go right this time. We blew it during Atlantis.
Yeah.
See, it was supposed to happen back then, except the forces of evil blew that away in a major setback for the planet. I hope it doesn't happen again.
Well, I'd like to make a decent contribution and then move on to my next plane, you know?
There you go. Me too. Send me to my starship, I say. I'm a pilot, you know?
What does the 10 Aquarius say about me?
Okay, let's take a look at your 10 Aquarius. I don't think we've done that yet. And the essence vibration behind the 10 Aquarius would be... a desire for re-evaluation of self on a constant basis, a need to love in honesty, a desire to balance the mental with the spiritual on a constant basis.
Wow, that's perfect.
Thank you.
Feel better.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now we got some more callers coming up next segment. So more Astrology Hour coming up. Today we did a topic called How to Know If You Have an Extraterrestrial Soul. And you're right smack dab in the middle of Astrological Metaphysical Radio, your extraterrestrial network here on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative in Redondo Beach. Weekdays at 12 noon to 1 o'clock. Tuesdays, smile, sweet freedom. That's right, Tuesdays 12 noon to 2 o'clock. And my name, in case you forgot, is Farley Malaris. You know, that's another thing. Another proof in the pudding that you may be an ET would be your name. Because it wouldn't sound normal. If you have one of those one-of-a-kind names, that could also be a tip. A lot of things. Let's go to Martina on line 8. Roger, stop laughing. Aries, Cancer, Rising. Hi, Martina.
Hi, Farley. The question I have is, what did I do to earn the 20 degree Cancer Rising here?
Oh, you want that 20 done then, huh?
I'd be curious.
Okay, I don't think I've ever done 20 Cancer before, but I do know that all 20s are rare from what I've seen. Enjoyment and contemplation of nostalgia of past romantic surges.
Mm.
A major inclination towards meditation. Is that true? Do you meditate?
It's true. When I had my Jupiter return last year, my Jupiter is 25 degrees Aries in the 10th house, conjunct my Sun at 21 degrees Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 3 Jupiter returns, and I had a spiritual awakening. I did have a career surge, too, but it was, I had to meditate.
Very good. Thank you, hon.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jeannie is a Gemini with Sag rising. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, how are you?
Real good.
Good. Could you do my 24 Sag?
Sure. Gosh, I'm glad you called. I have never done that one yet. Okay, let's go over here and see what 24 Sag's vibration is. An adaptation to communal integration of people. A preparation of self for positive images and urges in this life cycle.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, that's the Astrology Hour for today. And we'll see you real soon, weekdays in the Fox at 12 noon. Have a nice day. Bye.